Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The Antioch church was a church that started as a result of the disobedience of Peter. The Antioch church was a church that started by mistake. But it rose and it grew to become a conclave of prophets. Well, it started by error only in the eyes of man. But before God, God knew what he was doing. There are certain things that are going to happen in your life. They will happen just like, maybe like coincidences or happenstances. It just looks like, oh, it was an opportunity, but it was God. So you need to be sensitive so that you don't call unclean what God has called clean. You might be the type of Christian who hears God's voice audibly, but I'm sorry to tell you that some of the major movements of God in your life may not come like that. They will come like circumstantial events. So you have to be careful. God may be opening a door and you'll be quiet about it. God may be opening a door and it will be quiet. He may not even see anything. If you are not discerning enough, you will call unclean what God has called clean. Why do I say this church is a circumstantial church? The Lord has said to Peter to become more open-minded towards going to the Gentiles. And in fact, it was in a vision. And I don't know how somebody can be so stubborn. And even in his dreams and visions, he's still stubborn. But such is our Father in the Lord, Peter. You may be anointed, but struggle with your character. And yet, you are God's best option. Which is why, sometimes, when you look at someone that is anointed for something, and you speak against him, if you are able to isolate the anointing from his character, God will spare you. But if while trying to cast aspersion on his character, you touch the anointing, God comes after you. Are you with me so far? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Huh? See? And he says he's a man of God. Hey, who said that? Pick him up. Your point, how accurate you are, non-regardless. Eh? You are not wrong, though. You should have stayed on his character and left his anointing. Are you with me? You see, you must desire to be anointed, though. The offense of Moses, he was wrong. He married a woman that he, in quote, he was not supposed to marry. But that was the woman of that season for him. He was running. He needed a fresh start. And he found a woman. There was no time to pray. He married her. Acts chapter 13. Your biases can hinder the word of the Lord. And you will think it is God you are waiting for. I like them tall, short, everything. God will not be able to help you. Then you will become a philosopher when you get to a certain age. If I was my wife, I will never marry someone like me. Never. Because it wasn't sure. So it was a risk. So if you had left, safe, it would have been under. I would just be angry. It's not like it was sure for you. I graduated. I was going to get crashed in one. They didn't even invite me for one interview to work in a government school as a teacher. And they still didn't take me after jumping the fence. So what do you need to convince you that your future is not bright? Your future is not bright now. You get crushed. Even a simple test to recruit teachers, how much they wanted to pay, 20,000, maybe 22,000. We climbed the fence. They still did not take us. So you look at you now, your destiny alone in this room. Do you need any devil to tell you that your life will be hard? Ordinary 25,000 naira job. They still did not take you. You cannot make it. How do you want to make it? Explain. How do you want to make it? Shebi, there were other people that jumped and they took them. Why is it? I've been asked that question before. Why is it my own name that was removed? Do you know that thing? Listen, that disappointment is a setup for an advancement. Yes. Yeah. Most of those my friends that we jumped the fence that day, we're on the same WhatsApp group. We have a WhatsApp group for my set. A few of us. Eh? Some of them are professors now. Eh? Some of them are still school teachers. That job, they got it. And there's nothing wrong with being a school teacher. All right? We are the ones, especially if it's a man. Some people think it's something that has to do with men. No. You may be caught to that. And you will get your crown based on your faithfulness. So you are not looking for, the second guy is working there. But oh, well, you better mind your business. Some of them were not even teachers in, say, a capital city. They've always been in one village for years. Every time I chat with them or we talk, they say, I've just been transferred from one village to another village. I was the only one among them that eventually worked in a bank for years. I'm the only one among them who became a consultant. Everybody's doing fine. But I just realized that day, I was the only one among them. I was rejected. So please calm down. God knows what he's doing with you. Please tell your neighbor, calm down. God knows what he's doing. So just align. Tell your neighbor, align, align. Don't stand in front of God. Stand behind him so that he can show you what he's doing. Don't be reminding God. God, no. Yeah, calm down. Do you want to enter his ears? You say, God, today, early morning, we'll come before your prayer. Do you want to break the door? Calm down now. Early morning. So whatever happened to, we bring the sacrifice of praise. You just come. The early morning, this morning. Oluwa, Oluwa. You break this door down. And your generation doesn't have money to fix it. So why you calm down? Just lie. No, I have not forgotten you. Calm down. Are you not still alive? Calm down. Can change your story one day. As prophetic as Joseph was, Joseph did not know that was the day. As prophetic, Joseph, I will see you and tell you in 3 days, they will take you away from you. You become me. You sit by the king. You stand by the king. Joseph did not know the day of his own manifestation. So calm down. I know you're a prophet, but calm down. Tell your neighbor, calm down. God is in control. Tell your neighbor, you'll be all right. Amen. So this church, the Lord told Peter, he said, we need to start going to the Gentiles. That then Cornelius' situation happened. Even though the Holy Spirit fell in the house of Cornelius, Peter still had two minds. It was one God was using, you know. Holy Ghost, take it. In his smile. This problem that Jesus has caused now. How are we going to explain it to the brethren? Because Peter has gone to church to preach that only the Jews will be saved. That later, maybe small, when we die, it will not be in his lifetime. Only for God to start baptizing Gentiles. Do you know what it means to be a Gentile? Someone that worships idols. Gentile now is not Gentile then, no. Gentile then, we never see a Gentile that doesn't work. Everybody was religious. Everybody worshipped one idol or the other, or idols. Peter did not even have the opportunity to say after me, Cornelius, Lord Jesus, I accept you. I said, as my Lord, as my Savior. From today, I will serve you. I will worship you. I will write my name in the book of life. What's the name of the church? Say, I'll be coming to you. I will serve you in heaven. No time. You are all those ones are for you. Those people doesn't have to. Oh God, clear road. A capata, pour fire on them. Cornelius, a big man. It is scriptural to be filled with the Holy Ghost while hearing the word. See, let me hold myself. So they will not say, don't hold yourself. Give into it. It is scriptural to be filled with the Holy Ghost. To fall under the anointing when you hear the word. Peter was preaching. Cornelius, his wife. His student. Where's the usher? Even the soldier. What's happening? Everybody allowed. All of them with their spears. The problem is, Peter was expecting it. So, even though we men of God, we try to say, hallelujah, the Lord is here. We are confused. It's like I will not live long ago. A whole battalion filled with the Holy Ghost. Ha! Please, we will not go through the main road. We will go through Ikorodu. You understand where we are going? We bust out at Lekki. No. Ah, didn't you see what happened? Let's go. Don't worry. By God's grace, all will be well. Tell your wife we are going. We are coming through Ikorodu. It doesn't make sense. Do you know what we are talking about? Cornelius is a captain. He's not one boy on the street. You came to preach. Cornelius was speaking in tongues, and you think you are safe. Herod will come for you. Caesar will come for you. We obliterate your family. So it's not every move of God that the man of God is comfortable with. It's not the move of God. You went to a community and the SNY there, or the chief abal is there, gave his life to Christ. I was hearing one story recently from God's servant Apostle Arume. He said a man of God went to preach in a village. He now said, all of you that are witches, raise your hands for your deliverance. And they raised their hands. Everybody, almost everybody in the crusade said they were witches. He said that area is actually given to witchcraft. He said he now heard the voice of Satan in his ear. Say, if you leave me, I will leave you. Did you hear that? Satan told him, when those people raised their hand that said they are witches, Satan told him, say, if you leave me, I will leave you. If you touch me, I will touch you. In other words, if you deliver these people, I will come for you, I will come for your wife, I will, before you get home, there will be catastrophe. The man of God now say, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let's begin to thank God, amen. You are delivered. Tina, the only problem in that agreement is that Satan did not keep to his own end. As the man of God was going, his tire burst. He's the father of lies. Satan, now that they fool your mind. Satan, you know they keep agreement. He said, do not pray for them. Oh. Don't pray for them. I will leave you. Satan went to wait on the express. Bust the tire. Tina, the only language Satan understands is violence. Say you are the one that hinder my mom from mine. I'll be okay. So I will leave only you. But I will keep your sister. Say, fire! Don't start quoting Bible. Shout fire. That man know they keep agreement too. I'm building a case for Acts 13:1 because the moment Peter left Cornelius, he had a lot of explanation to do on how the Holy Spirit could fall upon Gentiles. He did not know that it was a plan. God was picking out Cornelius. He was Italian. So the gospel came into Europe. Then God sent Philip to meet with a man in a chariot who was African. Ethiopian eunuch. So God was already looking at the business model. God was not waiting for Peter. Say, Pastor, you know, at this level, where we are going is far. Leave this level. Where we are going, God was already looking at continents. Ethiopia. Oh, there's a man around. Oh, yeah. Whether you liked or not, we have been conscripted. We are now called. We are the Ethiopian eunuch. Take the gospel to your people. It's Italian. Take it to. And even till today, that old bed of Italy and all of that is still largely Roman Catholic. Because of one man. Courtesy of Peter. Then God was preparing Paul. This one is a bulldozer. Where Peter is afraid of, he will go there. Then he has the knowledge. He can answer the Jews. He can silence the Gentiles. Huh. So it was not, Paul's conversion was not actually a conversation. We are born again. Did you notice Jesus did not send an angel? He came himself. He left heaven with a mandate to ensure that Paul will become part of the company. You that are saying, I had a vision, I saw Jesus. Do you know what you are saying? You cannot live another life. You saw Jesus. Jesus left what he was doing in heaven, came to you. Even if it was in the dream. You now think you can marry Chike. The moment Jesus comes to you, your life is no longer, forget about it. You say, who are thou, Lord? Who are thou, Lord? You think it's a conversation. It's hard for you to kick against big. I don't believe in Jesus. So I believe in Muhammad. I believe in one love. I believe that love is the religion of the world. I left my house, came to you. You think it's not a conversation? You will be born. You will be born again. I came to you, you're not born again. Limbo. I don't start what I will not finish. Oh. Yeah. You? You will. In fact, what's that your name again? Say, so. Say, okay, get up now. As he was getting up, no eyes. In case you are still wondering whether we are playing, I've taken your eyes. Go and look for Ananias. The only thing, you know, there were so many powerful people in that generation that were quiet. They were not sitting with Peter in this room. They were intercessors. They stayed in small cities. You will get to heaven, you will see people. You too. How would we have known that you are a terror to the kingdom of that? When we get to heaven, they will bring out the script. You don't know your impact. You think you have no value. Why do you think Satan is on your case? You think Satan wastes his time? The spirit realm doesn't have time. They don't have time. So they focus on where the trouble is coming from. You would have been dead. Look at you. You are here smiling. Look at what God brought you out of 2 years ago. Something crafted to take you out. And you came out. Even though you came out with one leg, but you came out. Me, I came to you. You are saying, where are thou? You will preach till you die. They conscripted him. And Ananias, that one doesn't, I didn't see, you're the one that saw vision. God simply said, as he was telling him, go to Ananias. Jesus went to Ananias' house. He's just around the neighborhood. I'm sending a man. He's our guy. He's a new person. I'm going to use him. The man has not even agreed though. Say he will use. So when you see him, minister the Holy Ghost to him. Don't ask him what happened to him. Don't lay your hands. Lay your hand. I know you are humble, but lay your hand. He will fall. Lay it again. Don't play. I'm counting on you. As a brother was coming, I'm looking for another. Say, you're there now. Say, the Lord appeared to you. Hey, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Say, yes, take it. Speak it. Power. They did not ask him if he had, is ready to go. No time. They did not say, did you accept him on the road? Or are you convinced that he's your Lord? As they were saying, power. He started seeing visions. Say, did you? They baptize him. Baptize him. His eye clear. This one, no, they argue. If you tell Peter, go. You're going to tell him, say, I cannot eat anything that is unclean. Oh, God, do you know where you are? I know you're a CEO. Forget about that one. No, you are not a CEO again. No, you're a servant. So I work in Stanbic IBTC. I know my role. I was head of e-channels, e-business. Oh, God. For you go explain tire. Oh. That's what one prophet said. He said, you explain tire. Jesus was just arranging. He was palming 7, keeping 49, plotting 24. Sir, what are you doing? He said, just be watching. One of the oldest manuscripts of the Bible, Ethiopia. Ethiopia till today, anytime there is a cough in Rome, the whole world will stand still. They say now black smoke would they find, they say now white smoke. They say everybody will be waiting. Which smoke has come out? And I say it's white never come out. It's okay, let's wait. The person may come out and say it's homosexual, he wants to do, but before that. Smoke, everybody's. Even you, when you say you are not interested, you still on CNN. Smoke, don't come out. We are looking for smoke. Come to my village and see smoke with our firewood. Different colors. That smoke with a fire. God conscripted Paul. And God now did something else, which was a master joker. Are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Because many times, God will not give you the full plan of what he wants to do in your life so that you will not tamper with it. This, your spirituality, is what you will use to scatter it. You will be praying, no? All you'll be saying, God will tell you, it is where, my son. Peace. I give you peace. I give you peace. My son, I'm with you. Sir, should I go left or right? He said, peace. How many of you know what I'm talking about? He's not saying left or right. He's just saying peace. What he's telling is that I don't trust you, Adaru. You will scatter this thing. So calm down. So you need to know the way God does this thing. Sir, you will not be angry. Some of you are angry at God. Because when you come to church, you just say, the Lord told me, right, stand up, my brother. He said, I begin to prophesy. She said, don't be passive with this. Evil came late, too. I said, the pastor, there was a time, in fact, maybe we should go back to Saturday prayers. There was a time we were having Saturday prayer meetings. We would pray for 3 hours here and all of that. A lady went to one prophet, you know, one of our customers in Tegbeda. She had problems. The prophet now said, before I pray for you, go and buy 1 dozen of plastic chairs. So they calculated it was 72,000. Someone that has not eaten. I just have a feeling that on that day, when Jesus came, just said, Benga, you're a criminal, but you are still by far better. Oh, come and sit down. All of you that were collecting chair. Collecting RAM, line up. Nigeria, where am I? Oh, yeah, line up. Your own case is different. You people in America, it's Leviathan and Hare Krishna, you are worshiping. I will come to you. Let me start. This one, there are plenty. The prophet told her to go and bring 1 dozen. As at then, you know, I think it was 2000. So she was worried that she has gotten to the place of her breakthrough and no way forward. So, she met a brother. The brother now said, let me take you to my pastor. The brother that is calling me is pastor. I have not seen him for 2 years. Oh. He never come to church. Oh. He was telling the other one that, take you to my pastor. That, in fact, there's a prayer meeting now. He did not check. He just carried his Bible. Was coming here. He now met us. As the girl was coming in, I was walking. This was where I was pacing. I just saw the guy. I just said, hello. That lady, I just walked in. And I began to prophesy to her. I said, you are coming from somewhere. One. The girl started crying. She was delivered. The girl that said, so God can deliver me without collecting 72,000. Please, I need you to understand that many times if God wants to preserve what he's doing in your life, he will not give you details. Because he knows you. He knows your fathers. He knows your forefathers. You will try to help the butterfly and you will wreck it. The only thing you'll be getting is only green or red signal. Green, be at peace. Be at peace. Don't worry. I mean, you'll be praying. You'll be hearing my daughter being all dismayed. If I'm with you, I will defend you. I will support you. You will see people. They will call her. I was praying and the Lord said, he's with you. He's with you. He's with you. Is that all? He said, yes. Since last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 days, he's with me. He's with me. Sir, all this energy, just tell me, is he left or right? There was a nation. They gang up against the prophet. Say, give us a king. If someone is mature, that is time to marry, hey, give him a wife. You want a king. You don't want to, you enjoy the power. You want to be enjoying it alone. Somewhere, give us a king. Say, God is your king. Say, if you say that thing again, I'll bust your eye. We want to be like other nations. Are you other nations? Maybe you are covenanted. Say, no. No. Give us a king. This is the third time we are coming to you. You just be doing it because you want your children to take over. We will not allow you. Not allow you. You are old. This is a Gen Z world. People, you cannot use computer. We are using iPad. We are using all those. You cannot be a leader. You are old. Thank God for your life. Give us a king. If someone is going to the market, say, give us a king.
Because he refused to give us a king. He wants to be there alone. He wants to be chopping life. Blah, blah, blah. Ha! Let's pray. Father,
I'm tired though. Maybe you are aware. You are not aware. These people, they will soon gang up against you.
They say they want a king.
God said, and that was his, that's, you know, when I read the Bible, I read it like a comedy or story. So I understand exactly. God said, it is not you they rejected. Excuse me. Where in their request did they say they didn't want to serve God again? See how God interpreted it. Are you with me? Are you? Please, I want you to be tracking. Some things you say and you think you know what you mean. God is not in your mind though. The people asked for something that was in tandem with the current trend. And I have told you here that God is never in trends. Did they say they didn't want to serve God? They didn't say it. Give us, sir, we want to have a youth church so I can be beating drum there and be doing what we like and be dancing. God said, it is not you that they... Sir, we are not talking about... We are following you. I said, it is not you that it is. I'm the one. Give them a king. Their own king. I'll wait 40 years after. My own choice will come. David was supposed to be the first king of Israel, not Saul. That was why it was easy for God to discard Saul. Because it was Saul was never really his perfect way. He was just a placeholder. Sir? Interim government, just be there. In the same way, when God demanded that it was time for the apostles to begin to spread out, Peter wanted to manage the situation. He did not want to be stained by Gentiles. Not because he could not accept the Gentiles, but when you have 99.9% of your church members that are from one ethnic group in the church there, everybody will sing, you now want to say, let's go and invite the Yoruba brethren on the next street. Which song are we going to be singing? Then they too will be claiming human rights. Baba, all the people will be looking. In one of my former churches, if you want to choose, there are some rules in the church. If they will say the Igbo brethren were the ones that selected the last deacon board, that now it is the turn of the Shekiri brethren. So, you know, do you have an idea what I'm talking about? If you don't know, forget about it. So, you see them scheming. Nobody will say, pray. Who has God chosen to be the... They say, no, last one. No, the one before the last. It was the Yoruba brethren. The last one was the Igbo brethren. This one now, those of us from Kogi, we are the one that will nominate. So, everybody will be looking for faction. They will be doing all those things. Then they will bring up somebody. Then the Yoruba people start... from that day, they are planning for the next election. Our brother, they don't want to be accused of something he will not be able to control. So he tried to play safe. Sir, Busayo, do you have an idea what God did to them? To the Christians who refused you said persecution. God sent persecution into their midst. People started dying. That's what disobedience can cost you. People started dying. Then people started running away. As they were fleeing, they were entering cities that didn't have Christianity at all. One of such cities was Antioch, a circumstantial church. They didn't pray, and God said, the next city now that Harvest World is going to will be somewhere in South Africa. No. The pastor went there for vacation. He slept in a hotel, preached to somebody by the side there. Why they were having the, you know, the way we do it in the hotel, you go to the for your early morning buffet. From there, you say, so what do you do? I'm an HR consultant. Oh, are you born again? You lead him to Christ. You didn't plan to start a church. Then the man came in the evening for dinner. He brought his wife. She gave her life to Christ. Then the daughter got baptized in the Holy Spirit.
They say, oh, come on, we are here, a group of professionals, we are here for a conference. You met three of them. They also gave their life. That's how church started. There was no, let's pray for 21 days, fasting and prayer, so that the Lord will go with us. There was no time. I have given you people time. You did not do anything. Let the church start immediately. That church, let's go back to, so based on this, you can read Acts 13:1. This church had now grown. This church was not started or planted by Peter. He said, now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers. So please stay on this scripture. This scripture is more important now. This church that started circumstantially now grew. Now let me say this. It is possible for God to use unpleasant situations to bring forth his will. So don't be too quick to say something is condemned. A person might marry wrongly. Or you might marry wrongly, then get born again, and the Lord will still do something with that marriage. I'm not asking you to go and look for wrong someone to marry you. I said, you might find yourself, because some people now, that's the only thing they have heard now. All the one I've been saying since now, they don't hear anything. The moment I say you can do that, well, I'm not talking to you. If you are the one, if you heard what I said, you say, revelation. I'm not talking to you. What I said is, in spite of any situation, God can still use that thing for his glory. Huh? And I want you to know, God really and almost never uses perfect people. So if you are trying to be perfect enough for God, I am here to tell you, he will never use you. And if he has to use you, he will first break you down till you become completely hopeless and then dependent on him. Then he will touch you with one finger. God doesn't share strength. Like, oh yeah, show your power, show your power. So God doesn't do that one with anybody. If you come, it is his strength you will need. I say, even in that your business, it is his strength that you will require. The day my boss told me that they were going to lay off and that she wanted to tell me that she's not the one that will be sacked. What did I do? I went back to God. You know why? Sir, I was in Sakwato Sultan Bello High School. That's where I was teaching in Sokoto. My students don't understand English. The only thing they taught me was how to cuss. I only had two boys in my class who were Igbo. Now, I only had two boys who were Igbo in my class. When I teach, Mama, I will just be focused on the brethren, the remnant. I'll be teaching them. Because I know these other ones. But they like me because I used to play. When I enter, they'll speak all the outside. Babu. Babu also. They like me. So they try to teach me, but they now. So I told them, why are you teaching me how to curse? They say, that's the way you learn the language. I said, is there no other way? I said, I don't want to learn again. I should have listened. They will go and delete the courses. Now, the only course they taught me is still in my head. After almost 20 years, it is still in my head. The one side that tell me how to greet, I don't remember again. But you see that course is still there. You see how you remember evil things. This particular church, because it was a church that was born out of persecution, it became a very strong church. There's a principle here. Anytime your life is always surrounded by comfort, you will be very weak. If you've never had to be in certain situations where you had to cry to God that save me, save me, save me, oh God. And you had to fall on him that, God, I have nowhere to go. And you have to just trust him because you honestly did not know where to go. Your faith, because your faith is not being, you've not deployed it, you will not know what it means to have faith. When God says, have faith in God, when the scriptures say, have faith in God, you will say amen, but you don't know what it means. Because you've never had to. You have uncles, aunts, you had people. If I'm hungry now, I'll just cry. I go to Bobby Moss house. I say, if you say, what happened? I'll just say,
God and I'm serving you. I'll be talking to God in front of Robin. I say, ah, God, I've suffered. Ah. Without saying anything, there will first of all be food. There will be food. They say, ah, it's like, ah, where's your wife? I don't know. I've been alone in the house for 4 days. Let me call Pastor. The man is hungry. For those of you that are going through a tough time, I came to tell you there is something good that God wants to do with your life. Because the work of God in your life will require strength in your feet. God will want you to be able to stand. And the only way he can teach you faith and strength is through trials, not by rhema. When they teach you by rhema, you have it in your head. When you experience it, you know it in your heart. So don't be sad. There is something wonderful about you that God is interested in. God may put somebody in your life. And the reason why that person is in your life is to help you take your children to the next level. Why don't you allow God do what he wants to do? Don't interject. Somebody may be in your life, and based on a recommendation, I will be helped. Just calm down. Don't try to be in people's faces as if it's when you are seeing them every day, they will remember. When a man is sent to you, he doesn't listen to the noise of the market. So that's a good prayer point. When somebody is sent to help you. He's a witch. He's a wizard. Thank you. Madam, how much is that thing? 2 million. Take. Bam. You need to be careful. Another 5 million. Take. So when you try so hard, so like, oh God, it's a sign that you are not ready. You want to move God's hand. God, this is the place. So you press the button. God, press the button. Because you drove. What's wrong with you now? You want to force. The other day, you almost broke down my door when you with your prayer life. Now, you want to use my hand and press play. I say you can't move now. Say, God, do it. There's nothing you cannot do. God, there's nothing you cannot do. God, press it now. It's this. I put your hand there. Just press. That's what most people are doing. Anything about runs here. Whoever God has sent to you, his command is from God himself. He will not listen to another voice. They will be helping you. They will even know why they are doing it. They will be broke. They will still be giving you money. They will be broke. They will be telling that they are looking for a contract. Oh, they will say, Tina, go and take that contract. And they are also looking for the same contract. John was sent into the life of Jesus. He said, let me be decreasing. Let Jesus be increasing. Yes. No matter how gifted you are, you cannot rise to a certain level if you are not helped. As you go into this new week, you will find those God has sent to you. Yes. I said you will find those God has sent to you. Sometimes the people God will send to you, they are only there with an information. They are not there to stay. They'll just say, are you aware? Do you know that Stanbic IBTC? Do you know that there's one opportunity in Poland? Do you know? And that do you know, you will go to bed thinking of, do you know? Then you will go to your computer, papa, the information will pop out. Do you know? Let's even try. Boom, they'll send you email. You have never gotten an email from a white man in your life. This is the first one. Wow. Hey, your time has come. Amen. If you know what you are looking for, you will not be stressing over everything. Yes. Your job is to be diligent, keep growing, keep learning, keeping your eyes on Jesus. You see, but the man that God will use, you are not the one to choose that person. Yeah. God himself will say, this is the person that I will use. Yeah. That's all. If you force this other man, force his hand, you will go back to class one. Because God doesn't promote strong people. Yeah. They are very strong. God will not promote you. Because when you get there, you go there and terrorize people. So I know how many years I studied for my PhD. There was one man, he used 8 years for PhD. So it's not about man. You are looking at the wrong place. That place you have your eyes on, God will ensure that help doesn't come from there. Because the rule in Christianity is that God measures dependence. God measures dependency. Every time God is looking at you, he's looking at you. Who does this brother actually depend on? If the chips are down, who will he call? Until God is convinced that you have no other help except him in Zion. There are some things you will pray you will never see. Because for God to give you those things is like setting you up and putting your destiny at risk. Because you will keep thinking that if I hustle like that, I'll be getting. And God says, no, the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of things he has, but in the God that he has. Be at peace. This church was meant to have started years ago, but the wisdom of one man prevented it until trial came. Always look at the circumstance that trial will bet in your life. Many times there's something God wants to do. However, as we wrap up, let's look at this scripture. In this church, this prophetic church, put up that scripture. There were certain prophets, teachers. This was the church with the highest conclave of teachers and prophets. While they were in Jerusalem, they didn't have this number. Only Peter was preaching. See what persecution did. Then look at this, Barnabas. Barnabas is the first spiritual father of Paul. Or let me put it this way. He was like a father in ministry to Paul. So Paul had some very significant men in his life. This man was one of them. We have Simeon, who was called Niger. See your country. Or Niger, the one that is following Russia now. Lucius of Cyrene. Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. This is very significant. There is no Herod that is coming into the region of the Israelites that doesn't have a clear mandate to subjugate. And within that house, God raised up a disciple. And this is the same principle in line with the fact that anytime there is warfare, especially foundational battles, in a family, the first sign that God has remembered that family is that a different child will rise up there. Somebody will just rise up. That one will be praying. You will see them, they are always praying. Go, I'm telling you the sign. That child, he may have the same face and shape and ear and everything, but you just notice this one. If she chooses to be pregnant, nobody will blame her because, see, everybody is pregnant here without marriage. But this one, for some reason, will be different. To be a proper child. You will see some praying, praying, praying. She may not even know so much. Be praying, 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 praying. Sometimes you say, Pastor, I'm praying. I'm not seeing results. My sister, you are laying foundation for generations to come. You are building 200-story building. You will spend half of your time going down. Because the foundation must be strong enough to hold the structure. So when you say, Pastor, I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying. Pastor, why? Now I'm always praying. Nothing is happening. My sister is foundation. You are trying to lay a new foundation, which requires that you must meet the specified requirement. When they test it, this one is okay. So don't be discouraged. Your children will benefit from that prayer. You see children that come out from those kind of women, their children don't struggle. They'll just be chopping life. Their mother has prayed. Their father has prayed. So if you come from a family where you notice you are different among them, make sure you are giving yourself to prayer. Don't listen to anybody telling you that 13 hours prayer in a day is rubbish. Meanwhile, I know you when you didn't make it. I knew you when you were hustling, how you were praying and fasting. Now you say it's wisdom.
It's okay.
Question. When the enemy is up against you, what will you do? Prayer or reading books?
So you have the answer.
Ogun, take back by day. There are battles you face. You will call up. When you look at death face to face, you will become afraid.
When you see death face to face, like death comes close to you, it doesn't touch you, it just comes close. You will pray. You the spirit of prayer will come on you.
How can a pastor be saying, you are wasting your time? Pray. Sir, are you a pastor or a motivational speaker? I need to know who I'm talking to. Look at what these guys were doing here. Put up that scripture, verse 2. He said, and Saul. So that is the man we know today as what? As Paul. Saul. Say, as a minister to the Lord, I'm fasted. Now, the word minister to the Lord is a very compound word. Unfortunately, we don't have so much time. It's a combination of prayer, meditation, fasting, reading, you know, the word, putting your heart in a state of worship. It's an extensive time. Ministering to the Lord there does not suggest 5 minutes. It means that they were probably in this situation maybe for like 7 days, 9 days, 3 days, you know, just waiting upon the Lord. The scripture says those who wait upon the Lord, they always renew their strength. So it's a season of yieldedness, something very similar to what happened when the 120 men were expecting the Holy Spirit to come at the upper room. So something similar to that. So they were ministering to the Lord. And I remember in those days, you know, when I was in the north, we would have meetings. We didn't have equipment or anything, but we'd just come and, you know, in a classroom without windows, and one of us would begin to sing. In those days, in Feka, we had only one drum, one local drum. And that was the drum that the angels would listen to. When we start beating it, they come. All right? So you begin to hear songs like, "Oh, merciful God, we ask for your mercy. Oh, dear merciful God, we plead for your grace. Turn my life around. Oh, Lord, I pray. Turn my life around, oh Lord, I pray today." You can imagine the Paul in this meeting, already feeling that the hand of God was upon him, but not knowing how to go about it. But in the midst of prophets and teachers, in a moment of waiting, people came before the Lord, and everybody had certain questions they were asking. "Lord, should I go left? Or should I go right? Is this your will? Should I hold on?" And in that corporate environment of ministering to the Lord, of yielding your heart, of beckoning to his mercy, and you are just singing. And you see, I can understand why Satan is so hell-bent on corrupting this old music thing. Because it's such a very powerful tool of approaching and coming and drawing near close to the Lord. So Satan will sit there and be giving you vibe. Be giving you vibe. And you'll be there missing God. But you'll be vibing, you know. So when you are waiting upon the Lord like this, not only are you singing, you are allowing the song come to you. You are in that moment, you are in that environment, you really don't want to talk to anybody. It's a moment of meditation. It's just you being alone with the Lord, you know, and that's what they were doing here. They were not talking about should women wear trousers or should they wear earring. It was when they called for pastor's meeting, this was what they were doing. They knew that they were in the midst of enemies. They knew they could be dead anytime. Persecution could arise anytime and they would be dead. So this moment that we have, let's beckon to his mercy. In that moment, somebody would attempt to probably stand on his feet and read the scripture. And then somebody would pick the song again from the back. And while that meeting was going on, you will just hear Kasapata le foto de ya sata separate unto me le koto sataya. What you read there, you didn't see this one because you can't feel the energy. That person who prophesied didn't just speak. He spoke under an unction. There was an atmosphere. There was an atmosphere they were brewing. They were dancing around with their worship. When they ministered, to minister to the Lord means there is no pastor, there is no preacher. We will just stay here together until the Holy Spirit steers the heart of one of us. It's not a meeting where we say, okay, at some point pastor will come up. No. This one will just stand. Whoever has the next song will take it. Then whosoever has the next song will take it. If you are blessed enough to have a music team, they will also guide us. It will be a very solemn assembly. But with each song, we are dropping our crowns. We are yielding to him. We are rededicating our life. We are reconsecrating our life. We are depending on his mercy. We are asking for his strength. For many of them there, they would have been tired. Some of them weary from persecution, and they will just gather, say, "Let us minister to the Lord. Let us minister to the Lord." And they will begin to sing. And they will begin to sing. You may not understand how important this moment was for Paul. Do you know how many lives were lost because of Paul? Do you know that if God were really to look for someone to use, Paul did not qualify. Paul should have been judged and destroyed. Paul was not the man. He had no moral right to say, "I met Jesus." Paul separated many women from their husbands. Many people died premature deaths because of him. Paul was a murderer. He was a killer. There was no way, even though God is merciful, all of us in this room, we say, "Paul, father and die, father and die, father and die." He was not the person you would have thought God would give a second chance. Paul was a man of very grave error. So even if God was calling him, it was not up to him to say, "God has called me." The church that he persecuted, the people he fought, must be the one to lift his hand up and say, "We now commend you and recommend you as an apostle of Jesus Christ." That's why you will find that in all his letters, he will start by saying, "I, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, sent by God, I'm called unto apostleship by the grace of God." It was not, he needed to remind himself because he knew where Jesus picked him from. None of us is good enough. There is none righteous. No, not one. We all need his mercy. I need his mercy. I need his mercy. I need his mercy. Listen. This moment was left in the scriptures for us, a defining moment. And maybe you are in this meeting and there's a burden you've been carrying for so long, something you could not forgive yourself of. I want you to know that under this corporate anointing, I can imagine that in that meeting, the man who God used to recommend Paul to the body of Christ, Paul was put beside him. And from there, if you read the scriptures, the book of Acts, you will find that anywhere Paul and Barnabas was mentioned, the name of Barnabas was always coming up first. Because Barnabas was the one with the superior grace. If you read the book of Acts, read the New Testament carefully, you will notice that Barnabas, Paul, Barnabas, Paul, Barnabas, Paul, Barnabas, Paul. Then after some time, we started saying Paul, Barnabas, Paul, Barnabas, Paul. Then split. So while Paul was growing and learning the ropes and receiving his recommendation from the integrity of another man, God was working on him. At some point, his grace. Paul said, even though, do you know that scripture? He said, even though. He said, I'm among the apostles. He said, I labored. I received grace like them, but I labored. I labored more than all of them. So Paul had more to prove. Because someone is still looking at him. That, are you sure this guy? Maybe will not come tomorrow and get all of us here arrested. They kept watching him. So God had to endow him with so much grace. Do you know that the grace you are having now is not because of your prayer life? God needs to make a statement that truly in your family, you are the one I chose. I will bless everybody, but you, I chose you. I chose you. I chose you. Nobody can raise a charge against God's elect. They will keep trying and they will keep failing. Do you know what it means, God's power? That day for Paul. Look at that list. Whose name was last? It was his name. So when the prophets and teachers, he is among them, he will stay at the back. He was still using wisdom. They say, "And Saul." Let's not leave him out. He was also there. He was also there. He came around. But we are the prophets and the teachers. But Saul was, he's trying, but you know, "And Saul." "And God's power." "And Busayo." They almost missed out that name. "And Busayo." "And Brother Pat." As though they just say, "Okay, add the name." But that was God's man. That was the person that was chosen. For you to know that it was not a small thing. Barnabas was the first name to be mentioned. Barnabas was not, his integrity was not in question. His name was Barnabas. He stood tall. But you see, for Saul, they said, "And Saul, and Benga, and Busayo, and Shem, just Adiba." He's trying to come up. But as far as God was concerned, that meeting was because of Paul. That meeting was because of Paul. While they were ministering to the Lord, God was waiting for the momentum to speak. He was waiting. And Saul was like, God, if you can do something, if you can give me a word, something to convince me that it's true, you have chosen me and you have forgiven me. If it's true that you, the things I'm seeing in my dream, they will come to pass. Lord, let this meeting be the meeting. And he would pray. Everybody was ministering to the Lord until somebody stood up and said, separate for us, hear the Lord, separate. Eya soto. And they will come from the back. Somebody will come to the back and pick Saul and bring him forward. And then they will bring Barnabas and say, please come forward. These two are about to be sent together. If a Barnabas was being sent, no problem. But why Paul? Except that God spoke. He says, separate. Put up that scripture. He said, separate. These ones are no more. Separate them. I need them. Separate Barnabas. This is the father in the Lord. This is the son in the Lord. He said, but separate them. Say, there's a work to which I have called them. God called them to work together. Do you know God can call you to work with somebody? Do you know God can? Do you know in this meeting like this, it may be your ordination. This meeting may be your ordination. You think it's about the warfare, the challenges, but it is your ordination. People will look at you and say, you are not qualified. You do not meet the requirement to be a man of God. God says, separate unto me my servant Pat. That day Paul would have stood, and all the council of prophets and teachers, they will come and they will lay their hands and they will pray. And God took out of each of their unctions, collected it. It was prophets that ordained Paul to be an apostle, not the other way around. Prophets and teachers saw the grace of God. I said, today there's a grace that is being seen on you. I said, today there is a grace that is being seen on you. You don't need anyone to touch you. I said, there is a grace that is being seen on you. From that day, Paul started walking in the power of God. He began what we know as his first missionary journey. He didn't need help again. He had the power of God. Now, nobody will question his authority, because it was the church that declared that he was called. Do you know that the church did not send a letter to Peter that, please confirm? Confirm. We want to do something, but the Holy Spirit is speaking, but we just want to confirm if you agree with you, because the Holy Spirit did not allow Paul to get involved. Because Peter has a problem with making up his mind at the right time. God did not take that into Jerusalem. He brought it to Antioch. A church that was forged in fire. A church that knew what it meant to fight to stand. They didn't stand because they had bread. They didn't have anybody giving food to widows and everything. Here, everybody fights to stand. Today is the day of strength. I said, today is the day of strength. Today is the day of strength. I said, today is the day of strength. Listen to me. Today, there is an announcement over your head. And it is the announcement of ordination. I said, it is the announcement of ordination. I said, today, God is speaking over you. I said, 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 God is speaking over you. Hear the voice now. 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 In the name of Jesus. You are chosen. God will not discuss with any man to choose you. That's how big he is. He is a king. He will look past your failures and choose you. For man, you may not be good enough. But I came to tell you today, Acts 13:1 is activated in your life. In this company of prophets and teachers, I came to announce that you are Paul. I came to announce that you are Paul. I came to announce your ordination. I came to announce your ordination. Therefore, receive the unction. The anointing. Receive the anointing. There is an anointing that goes with this ordination. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Aha! There are doors that don't open until they see that you have authority. You will keep knocking, but they will never open. Until they can see that there is something, there is approval on your life. There is something about you. And some of you here, Satan has withstood you. Paul was speaking in one scripture. He said, we tried to enter into a city. He said, but Satan withstood us. See, it is possible for you to be called. And Satan will, in certain situations, he will withstand you. And while they were, Satan was withstanding them, he had a vision. He saw a vision of Macedonia. And one man was saying, come quickly and help us. Come quickly and help us. So Paul descend. God closed the door, or God permitted the door to remain closed, but he opened another one. And Paul joined that bandwagon, and there was a revival in Macedonia. Listen to me. From today, whatever door that God is not responsible for in your life, it will remain closed. If you try so hard, it will not open. Any door that the Lord himself has prepared for you, with ease, those doors will open. Sometimes when many of us say we want to pray, we come into a place of prayer, we are just talking too much. How about ministering to the Lord? Sometimes you just need to be quiet before him. You may be humming a song in your heart. It's part of your prayer time. You talk so much, you are not even giving God 5 minutes to say anything. You only know when your prayer starts. You don't know when it will end. Listen, something is happening to you. There is a change, there's a shift somewhere in your spirit. And you will see the sign. Because Paul had tried to go into the ministry, he could not go. After that ordination, nations started opening. Listen to me, from today, your life will be transformed. You came here to meet with the Lord Jesus, and I stand here as a servant to tell you, you will not be disappointed. There are doors that only mercy can open, because you are not qualified for it. There are doors that our fathers tried to open and they died for it. Now you are trying to go in through the same door. But today, mercy is on your side. I said, mercy is on your side. I said, mercy is on your side. I said, mercy is on your side. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. I command the limitation to be removed. And broken. And broken. And broken. Now, move forward. Begin to march forward. Begin to march forward. Begin to march. Begin to march forward. Begin to march forward. The limitation is removed. This atmosphere is pregnant for delivery. This atmosphere is pregnant for delivery. This atmosphere is pregnant for delivery. So right now, something is happening to you in your belly. In your belly. In your belly. Divine deposits. Divine deposits. Oh, Alemaraka Sotalia. You'll be remembered. You'll be remembered. Joseph was gifted, but he was forgotten. The problem that will make your wisdom to shine, let it begin to happen. I say again, the problem that will make the wisdom of God in your life begin to shine, receive it. Nobody will be able to solve that problem till you get there. The Bible says, wisdom makes a man's face to shine. Now, undeniable wisdom, receive it.